Chapter 3. Charles Becomes a Scientist. Charles had lots of time to learn to think like a scientist. The Beagle voyage was supposed to last 2 years. Instead, it lasted 5. During those years, Charles was at sea for only 18 months. The rest of the time, he explored or hunted. When Charles was on land, the Beagle would usually be sailing nearby, charting the ocean waters. In South America, Charles made 7 long trips, traveling hundreds of miles on horseback. He also made dozens of shorter trips, including hunting trips. Since he was a good shot, he often brought back fresh meat for the crew. Whenever Charles explored, he scribbled notes in a small notebook. Back on the Beagle, he used his notes to make longer entries into his diary. He also worked on his plant and animal collections. He examined small creatures under a microscope. He dried and preserved specimens. He cleaned and numbered bones. The sailors made wooden barrels, boxes, and crates for all his specimens. Charles learned from Captain Fitzroy and the other officers. He noticed how carefully they kept their logbooks. Charles tried to keep detailed records too. This helped him become a better scientist. In any experiment, a scientist must pay attention to every detail. To catch sea creatures and tiny marine plants, Charles made his own net. He trawled it behind the ship. Charles was proud of his invention and made a sketch of it in his diary. When he wasn't too seasick, he sometimes helped catch fish for dinner. Charles made his first major discovery in September 1832, 9 months into the voyage. One day, he and Captain Fitzroy were in a small boat exploring the coast of Argentina. Charles caught sight of something that looked like a pile of bones, almost hidden by clay and soft rock. Charles wondered, could these be fossils? The next day, Charles went back with his pickaxe and dug for hours. He found fossil skeletons from at least 3 large animals. One had an enormous head. Charles had never seen any creature with big bones like these. Yet the skeletons reminded him of the smaller, live armadillos he'd seen nearby, and even eaten for dinner. Did the fossils belong to a creature related to living armadillos? It was hard work to load the large fossil bones onto the Beagle. The sailors had to use pulleys and ropes. By the end, Charles was tired, but pleased. He suspected that the bones belonged to creatures that had died off or become extinct long ago. Charles didn't know exactly how or why creatures became extinct. But these fossils held important clues. Eventually, they would help him understand how populations, or groups, of animals change over time.